Unit 3. Our Shifting Earth. If you looked at a world map from 250 million years ago, you probably would not recognize it, for the positions of Earth's landmasses relative to one another in the distant past bore little resemblance to their configuration today. In other words, they are not stationary. As early as 1600 AD, curious thinkers had suggested that the continents might be moving, remarking that certain coastlines, such as those of eastern South America and western Africa, appeared to fit together like puzzle pieces. It was not until the 20th century, however, that a theory was elaborated and eventually proven. In the early 1900s, the German scientist Alfred Wegener hypothesized that all of the continents were once connected but had later drifted away from each other. He conducted research to determine whether this outlandish idea was plausible, collecting and comparing rock samples from the edges of different landmasses. He learned that rocks from eastern South America possessed the same geological makeup as those from western Africa, and that they contained fossils of the same prehistoric species as well. He also discovered fossils of tropical species buried in the frigid wasteland of Antarctica. Wegener developed a theory of continental drift to explain his findings. In it, he formalized his idea that Earth's landmasses had been joined in a supercontinent, which he called Pangaea. Continents now separated by oceans had once existed side by side, accounting for their geological and biological similarities. Pangaea subsequently broke apart, and Earth's continents gradually assumed their present configuration. Unfortunately, Wegener was unable to theorize what force could possibly be driving the movement of continents, and continental drift was dismissed by the scientific community. During the 1950s and 1960s, 3 decades after Wegener's death, scientists started to re-examine continental drift due to advances in marine sonar technology. This equipment produced detailed maps of the ocean floor and the unexpected discovery of massive ridges under the sea. These submerged mountain chains were created by hot magma liquid rock spouting up from beneath Earth's crust. As it cooled and hardened, the magma became new crust, and at a speed of about 4 inches per year, this crust traveled away from either side of the ridge. Study of mid-ocean ridges led geologists to formulate the theory of plate tectonics. They hypothesized that Earth's crust was divided into multiple plates, each containing a portion of ocean, continent, or both, and floating freely atop the liquid magma of Earth's interior. Where 2 oceanic plates moved away from one another, magma rose to the surface, forming new Earth. Where 2 continental plates collided, they crumpled and pushed each other upwards to build the planet's great mountain ranges. Plate tectonics became the foundational principle in the field of geology, and it also confirmed Wegener's theory of continental drift, demonstrating the mechanism by which landmasses move. Geologists now believe Pangaea was simply the latest in a long progression of supercontinents that have formed and split, a process that will continue through future eons.